My name is Michael Flanders. My title is case manager at the YMCA. So before I was with the YMCA as a case manager, I was actually a preschool teacher. And I really liked what I was doing. I loved working with the kids. It was a great situation I was in. I really liked the fact that I was helping people. I was getting these kids set up for essentially the building blocks of the rest of their life. But the politics in the office, the politics of education, really soured me to what I was doing, because my job was no longer about helping these kids be ready for school. It was instead making sure that, you know, the teacher next door was appeased with her amount of cookies for snack. It was about making sure that, you know, van runs were being done, even though that wasn't necessarily a part of my job. And then, I ended up having to take that on. As I said, I was a preschool teacher, and if you know anything about education in general, not a financial place to be in. It's a very self-serving job. Actually, one of the other case managers with YMCA, her son was one of the students in my class, and she could see some of the frustration I was having about my job.
Nice.
And she also was frustrated with a lot of the different politics and issues that were present at the facility I was educating at. So she recommended that I maybe give case management a try. She highlighted what her position was and how it benefited and impacted the individuals who were part of the program, and that really drew me to look into the YMCA. Always contemplating the idea of what could I do to better my position in life. So do I stay where I'm at and kind of ride the wave and see if things kind of calm down a little bit? Or do I look for a better job? And it just so happened that, you know, through one coincidence or another, you know, I had a kid in my class whose parent worked for the Y, and it got me here. It's given me definitely a different set of eyes to look at the world. It's still allowed me to help the way that I wanted to, but it's also shown me that I can only help as far as people will help themselves, or even allow me